Yeah. Me too.
Get down.
Cause I don't have one. And if I did, I guess my day would be a sad one. Got an AKA though, but the superstar, that's a bad pun.
This week we are spending a lot of time focusing on the events after September 11th. We're going to have September 11th on Sunday. I'm actually flying to Las Vegas on Sunday. And somebody said, why are you flying on Sunday? Because I need to get there.
I'm going to New York on the day after. I'm right with you.
Are you? How are we going to meet, though? If I'm in Las Vegas and you're in New York, what's going to happen?
I don't know.
You're going to come visit me next week, though, right?
I'm going to do my best, Thursday, right. Friday.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. One of the things somebody just pointed out to me in a quick email, I have not thus far mentioned perhaps one of the saddest realities in modern history. I did mention the event that brought about today's event last week on the day that it happened. Today, going back 14 years to September the 6th, 1997, the Princess of Wales was laid to rest. The people sobbing, the flowers being thrown. Have you ever witnessed in modern times a pouring out of emotion that equaled what was displayed that day?
How close was Elvis?
You never forget it, yeah.
Elvis...
It was big. I know it wasn't as big because it didn't have as much of a worldwide...
It wasn't as international. And remember, it was 1977.
Was
right,
yeah.
Exactly.
The media was
much
different.
Yeah. Right. But thinking about that just sets a tone.
Or Kennedy.
To a point.
Again, we now see every detail.
Everything.
Yeah. From every perspective
everything about
that
everything.
We've never seen before.
Yeah, I would imagine Kennedy's was big, but again, overseas, it probably didn't play like it did here.
No. Well, only because we don't have the technology in 63.
Right. I mean, I would imagine Elvis and Kennedy were probably as big of news events, but they didn't get the coverage.
No.
Because you're right, technically, they had the capabilities.
Well, so, it just takes you back. And that's all. I don't want to make a big thing out of it.
Lincoln, that would have been big.
Yeah, it would have been big.
We had the internet.
Or the passing of country music star Ernest Tubb, who died on the state in 1984.
That would have been huge.
Yeah, big stuff. So anyway, I'm being a little facetious, although I'm sure his family thought it was an event. And country music fans thought that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ernest Tubb. Yeah? Can you name one of his songs?
No, I cannot.
I'm Walking the Floor Over You.
No.
Yes. Remember that? You don't remember
that? How
does
it go? Mm-mm.
Well, I'm walking the floor over you, walking the floor. Just like this. Like this.
Nah, this would be called Thanks a Lot.
Is this Ernest Tubbs?
This is Ernest Tubbs.
Oh, that's right. One of his big hits was Thanks a Lot.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got.
That's all that you've got.
You made me cry.
Made him cry.
And I cried a lot. I lost your love. Baby, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, women.
You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry.
I think I played this when I was the host of the Double T Roundup.
I could totally see that.
Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
I think we can do that. This Richie, do you have the official intro to what's new at DougSteffen.com? Here's your choice. Okay, ladies' choice, actually. Jennifer.
All right.
We have a number of things that I would like to have folks know about at DougSteffen.com, but we also have hot off the presses.
Ooh, you know I go there.
An important story from the city of Dallas, Texas.
Oh, Dallas, I do like Dallas. Let's go with Dallas, please.
Dallas all
for
in.
For 100.
Favorite? Yeah, okay. All right, so this is not a yucker. This is a thinker. Dallas, Texas. Passing an ordinance. You know, I have to keep myself abreast, be on top of what's going on in the news here, there, and everywhere.
That's right.
So this is Dateline Dallas. City has passed an ordinance stating that if a driver is pulled over by any law enforcement officer and is not able to provide proof of insurance, the car will henceforth be towed. Now listen to this.
Okay.
To retrieve the car after it's impounded, the owner must show proof of insurance to have the car released. The reason they're doing this is because pretty much every car driven by every illegal has no insurance. And the city has passed an ordinance requiring that people driving cars prove that they are insured. Since this no insurance ordinance has been passed, the impound lots have filled up. It's 9 days ago this went into effect. I guess the 1st of September, so 6 days ago. 80% of the impounded cars were driven by illegals.
And they all have the frilly balls on the inside, and
right.
The horns play La Cucaracha.
Not only must the owner provide proof of insurance to have the car released, they have to pay a towing charge of $350 and $20 for every day the car is in the lot.
Here's a lesson. Have insurance, and you won't have to do any of that.
Well, right. We've heard a lot of stories in the past couple of years about accidents where people are injured or killed.
And by illegals. Drunk.
With no license or insurance.
Yep. So this may be something that is of note, do you think?
It's an interesting
Dallas. I'm okay with that,
it's
I think.
It's an interesting roundabout, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm wondering what this does for the accident rate. That's something that I'd want to know.
It'd be interesting in 1 year or even a month to take a look at the accident rate in Dallas and see how it's changed.
Mm. All right, and here's a quick follow-up story from somebody named Brooks who sent me this. This is related to our economy. You can't get the water to clear up until you get the pigs out of the creek. I think that more is a reflection on the people who are in office, don't you? I don't think it's a reference.
I think that's political, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. All right, so Jennifer, you had an item that you wanted to do. Rich, you wanted me to do what's new at DougStephan.com.
Yes.
Oh, I did? Okay, yeah.
Well, I can do that.
I did.
All right, here is the story of a man who has flown 13,000 miles across 18 countries, passing over sandstorms, forest fires, and crash landing his vehicle upside down in a lake.
Awesome.
This guy got the vehicle, which is a gyrocopter. You know what a gyrocopter is?
Isn't every copter a gyrocopter?
Picture of one. In a manner of speaking, I think you're right, Richie. Right. If you look at DougStephan.com, the first story, the lead story there, is about this gyrocopter, which is now in a problematical situation because he wants to go around the world, but he can't go across Russia, apparently. This guy's name is Norman Surplus. What a great name. Set out from a playing field in his hometown of Larne in Ireland. And let's see here.
I don't see the difference. It looks
went across
like
Europe, North Africa, the Middle East, Asia, and North America. 4 months expecting the journey. However, this open cockpit craft, because of its problems in Thailand, people in Russia took note. Russian authorities, when asked for permission to fly across the 530 miles to Vladivostok, after getting a green light, Moscow says no. They have preliminary said okay, but now they said no. And he said, if I don't get going pretty soon, the winter's going to move in and I won't be able to do it. But they've so far said, new. Imagine flying something open cockpit like that around the world and landing upside down in a lake, though. Huh?
I don't understand.
The Russians?
I'm stuck on the gyrocopter part.
I know, me too.
It looks like a homemade helicopter. It looks like John Denver's helicopter.
Yeah, well, his wasn't a helicopter, it was a plane.
No, I know. That's what I mean. Right. But it's homemade.
Well, why don't you do a little research, Richie, and we'll revisit it in a few minutes.
Thank you.
So you'll be happily ensconced now. Rich will be out of my hair for the next 10 minutes while he does his Wikipedia research.
Does
it. This is his second time today. Yeah, yeah. I've given him the opportunity to broaden his horizons, to make his brain swell. While I talk about other things that are incredible, like Master Prostate. Master Prostate, this is something, I guess one of the things that I find so attractive about promoting this is the fact that the company is giving away 1 million bottles of Master Prostate, so that everybody in every home, at least for the first 1 million callers, is going to get this product to try without having to pay for it. Pay all the shipping and handling, that's it. The Master Prostate 1 million bottle giveaway. Why would they do this? Because they believe that once you try the product, you will find that it works. What does it do? It is aimed at focusing, obviously, on the problems of your prostate and eliminating them or keeping them from happening. But also, what it does that's more practical is keep you from getting up at night to go to the bathroom. That's what this is. So you can try it free. The Master Prostate 1 million bottle giveaway, 800-716-6520. Take my word for it. This gives you a restful night's sleep. It's incredible. Try Master Prostate, because this amazing free bottle offer is not going to last forever, obviously. When it's gone, it's gone. Tell them Doug sent you when you call for Master Prostate, 800-716-6520. Remember, if nothing else, it gives you a great night's sleep. Don't have to get up anymore. It'll keep that from becoming a problem. Master Prostate formula now at 800-716-6520.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayville Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Let's get to our birthday list for this Tuesday, the 6th of September. Dow Finsterwald, PGA champion back in 1958, born in the state in 1929. And then 8 years to the day after that, Joanne Worley, who I met once, a big woman.
With a big laugh.
Oh, my God.
With a laugh.
Right.
Ah!
Yeah.
She was a great laugh.
She started out as a regular on Laugh-In, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, then became a regular on the Hollywood Squares with Rose Marie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so she's 74 today. Happy birthday to her. Okay, let's see here. Susumu Tonegawa, Nobel Prize-winning molecular biologist, discovered how the body can defend itself against millions of different diseases it has never before encountered by having a stronger immune system. Susumu Tonegawa, born in the state in 1939. You got that, Richie, right?
Got it.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Brian Smith, great hockey player, born in the state in 1940. Carol, she's not alive anymore. Too bad because she was cute. David Allen Coe.
Well, he takes in the tough and outlaw, like Willie and Wade and me.
I got it. Song was playing yesterday in that Oldies Country Show. Talking about it earlier.
Fits.
Yeah.
And we've been making music that is great.
All right. Seeing here, Roger Walt Waters, who's bass player for Pink Floyd.
Yes, he was.
68 today, born in the state 1943. Another Brick Hit the Wall.
Another Brick in the Wall.
No. The song is called Another Brick. Oh, In the Wall.
In the Wall.
Did I say Hit the Wall?
Yes.
Another Brick Hit the Wall.
That's okay.
Did you feel like you had me correct?
I did.
Do you think anybody would have known? You're trying to make me sound like I'm not stupid?
If I knew it, and I'm
thank you.
Not a rocket scientist, you. I'm pretty sure somebody else would have picked it up, too.
That's the funniest thing you said all day, and you've had a pretty good had a pretty good run today. That is the funniest, right,
and
Jennifer?
You had a pretty good run. Look at that.
Yeah, but don't you think that was the funniest? That was the funniest thing you said all day.
I don't lie behind it. I'm a rocket scientist.
That's fine. Swoozy.
Or I wouldn't be sitting here.
That just tickled me. That's probably true, Richie. Swoozy Kurtz. Oh, I never can remember this woman's name.
Swoozy
Kurtz. She was Alex and Sisters. That's where she really is. She was a Broadway actress before and had been in a number of plays like The Fifth of July. Got a Tony for that in 1981. And also another Tony in the House of Blue Leaves in 86. And then she got an Emmy for Sisters and She's in the world according to Garp. You would absolutely recognize her if you saw her. Next up, Jane Curtin's birthday is today.
Ah.
Most recently, Jane in Third Rock from the Sun. Actually, I never saw that show much, but when I did see it, it amused me.
Funny.
Because more of, what's his face? What do you call
it? Yeah, him.
Yeah. He's very good. Him, too. Ron Boone. Played of the Utah Jazz, born in the state, 1946.
Lots of athletes today.
Let's see here. Yeah, Mike Thompson, who is a member of the Senators, the Cardinals, and the Braves, born in the state, 1949. The Banner Thomas guitarist from Molly Hatchet. I don't know anything about this group, Richie.
Ah, this is a great Southern rock band.
Yeah. 57 today.
One of the great Southern rock songs.
Paul Waktar. As the singer, does bass for A-ha.
We talked about this last week when we were talking about MTV. This is one of the biggest videos of all time.
Jeff Foxworthy's birthday is today, born this day, 1958. Mark Chestnut with two T's, 48 today. Mama shot the jukebox, very clever. Macy Gray, I thought she was dead for some reason.
No.
44 today. And Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries is 40 today.
There's a new international study underway called the Normal Bar. The Normal Bar is a project to find out what people are doing in their relationships, both committed and dating, and how it all compares across countries, duration of relationships, and across belief systems. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Pepper Schwartz is the past president of a group called the Scientific Study of Sexuality, and she's also AARP's ambassador for love and relationships. And we ask questions. You can take one part of this questionnaire. It's online. Or you can take the 17 different modules about different parts of your life. As you take it, you'll get some feedback about what other people are saying at the same time. It led me into ideas that made me think a lot. We tried to say, well, what would we have liked to have known about as we started out our relationship? And now what would we like to know in mature relationships? So we, of course, looked at issues about affection and commitment, honesty and trust, sexuality. We have two sections on that. We wanted to know a lot about daily life, values and attitudes, and see if they changed over time for people or if people held the same ones when they were in a new relationship than in an older one. If you want to check this out, go to thenormalbar.com. Tomorrow, some of this huge survey's preliminary results. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Nellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS. 401 Pass.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Shut the door, can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing, heartbreaking. Can you be everything I need you to be? Can you protect me?
Welcome to Doug Steffen's Good Day Show. Please hold while the host...
Would you like us to sing a little while we wait?
Douglas taking a phone call, so he'll be with you momentarily.
And this sounded like the big bat phone, too.
It did.
It wasn't just his normal
that's
ring.
Why I was like, what is that? Because I heard the bat phone going on.
Yeah,
sorry.
Maybe he's in trouble.
So while he's taking this most important phone call, we head on over to DougSteffen.com or GoodDayShow.com and tell you what the poll is today. Labor Day is over and fall is just around the corner. What's your favorite thing about September? Me?
Yeah.
The kids are back in school.
Pumpkin beer is your favorite thing about September.
Last
crazy?
Wednesday, they introduced the new pumpkin ale at Dogfish Head Brewery right here near my house. So I went and had that with a couple of the boys. B is the weather is getting cooler. Football.
The weather outside is very cool.
Well, I'm just going to keep enjoying summer as long as it's there.
Yeah. We have a lot of activity at Facebook today as well, including a question, Jennifer, you just phrased well, as we are focused on September 11th a lot moving forward this week. Would you like to give us the benefit of your knowledge?
Well, this is actually, I'm not going to take credit for this because Rich helped me put it together. But what is something positive for you that has come out of September 11th?
Uh-huh.
And we've got a little response also on our question earlier today about some of the 9/11 families not being invited to the anniversary ceremonies.
Yeah, I don't quite understand. For those who have not heard that story, a lot of these families of the victims have not yet received their invitation. Hello, it's this week. This is the invitation for the 10th ceremony at the new Ground Zero Memorial. Apparently, in the best and honored tradition of bureaucratic bumbling, 2,800 mailings to families, which included the numbered credentials required to gain entry, were not sent out, and they won't be sent out until today. So these, as you can imagine, the relatives of all these people are furious. They want to go there. If you don't have any credentials, you won't get within 10 miles of the place. Why? How is it? This is so much a part of everything we encounter today. Why does it have to be this way? How do you screw up something as important as that unless you are an absolute
I would show
idiot.
Up and knock on the door and say, try to keep me out.
How do you do that? You know what? Another example is, have you heard the story about the Postal Service? It has now, apparently, come to the attention of authorities for the first time. Okay? Don't ask me how this happens. There is a $5.5 billion payment due this month.
Uh-oh.
That nobody knows how they're going to pay because they don't have any money.
Who do they have to pay?
They have loans. They have
but there's one $5.5 billion payment due to
this
who?
To their retirement fund.
Oh.
For their employees.
You know what's going to happen there.
You and I are going to bail these bums out.
Yep.
If we don't take emergency action, Congress doesn't take emergency action, you'll have no postal service at the end of September. It'll close down. They'll close the place down.
Darn, fine with me. And all my bills.
Yeah. Sorry with me.
I'm for this one. Let's shut them down now.
You know, as a matter of fact, I'm gonna quit paying my bills online and go back to the old method. Sorry, I didn't get you a new bill.
How do you, every single thing these people do, and they hire more people to fix the problems that the people who are hired already and protected by their labor agreements who can't do stuff.
Why don't
do
they just sell the post office?
My God.
Why don't they put it up for auction and just say it to the highest bidder, it's yours.
It is
and
amazing.
You know UPS or FedEx or
the Chinese
government will swoop in there and...
Yeah, the Chinese government, that'd be cool.
Wouldn't that be great?
My God.
If they walked in and bought the post office.
And all these people, and they say, we want you to pay more taxes. Why? So these hundreds of thousands can keep screwing up things?
Not only do they want you to pay more taxes, but they're also going to raise the price of postage.
Yeah, great.
So you're going to double dip you.
All right, here's the third one. This is the hat trick. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready.
September the 11th.
Yeah.
The Flight 93 ended upside down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Final resting place of the 40 people who were on the flight.
Mm-hmm.
The memorial. No money. They're going to have a 10th anniversary looking at a field with a fence around it, and that's all that's there.
Yeah, they couldn't fix it. I mean, they couldn't finish it. They didn't get enough, right?
No.
They started it, though. I've seen pictures.
Yeah. But they haven't
something
done
with, like, cherry trees or apple trees or
they're
something.
$10 million short. Congress allocated $14 million. They need $62 million. The site looks exactly as it did 10 years ago on September 11th. A rolling meadow, grass, farmland. Now, is that appropriate or not? I don't know what they have to spend $62 million. What the hell do they have to spend $62 million on? You put a plaque on the field, that's it, over. Right?
You have to pay the architects, then you have to pay the construction. Yeah. Then you have to have a visitor center. Then you have to have a staff talk about how it's a tribute. Costs money.
Okay, this is supposed to be happy time.
Yeah.
Dougie?
All right, wait a minute, there's one more.
Uh-oh.
Get it all out.
I got to get it out of my system.
All right, release.
Muslim Family Day. At Six Flags.
Ooh, sounds like a hoot.
You got to look this up.
That roller coaster was a real bang.
How do you have...
Oh, that was
and this is, by the way, this is legit. This is on the level.
What day is it?
It was scheduled for Sunday.
It was not.
No.
Yes, you're lying.
No.
Get out of here.
No, they moved it.
At Six Flags?
Yeah. They're going to move
it's
it
a
to
darn win, 27 virgins.
Oh, my God. Is there anything that people... I mean, it just shows how incompetent they are, too. It's not even a government agency. But it isn't even that. It's like the big sign that says Muslim Family Day. Yeah, why doesn't it? Why is there a Christian Family Day?
Exactly.
Is there a Catholic Family Day?
Well, how about just Family
Day? Is there a Jewish Family Day at Six Flags? What are you, nuts? Muslim Family Day.
Sure enough, I'm at the Six Flags website where it's unbelievable.
It really is.
There's so many good jokes that you could do here that are so bad and inappropriate. I will not think to the level anymore.
Okay. I think I got it out of my system. I think everything... Is there anything else I can come up with? I don't think so. I think we're all right.
No.
Huh?
No, I think we're done.
Okay. Good news is the porn industry going back to work today.
Yeah, that was good. Lockdown's over.
Oh, yeah. They finally work out the details there.
Yeah. Oh, actually.
What did the negotiations look like for them?
No, it wasn't negotiations. It was that someone thought they had HIV. But
okay.
So that's good news.
Jerry Lewis did not participate in the MDA telethon.
Hey, lady.
I logged about 10 minutes of that.
I didn't log any of it. But they collected more money this year than they did last year in 4 hours. And it was all young stars and performers.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, it's all corporate donations.
Right.
It's all corporate donations.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's all it's all been for a long time. I mean, yeah, I guess Jerry would kind of get the phone calls in, but, I mean, now more, it's just all corporate donations.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's all they did was 4 hours?
4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Nighttime special.
I paid just because they shortened it. It used to be way too long.
Yeah. Remember Ed used to sleep in his pajamas?
Yeah.
He had Nicole Richie pajamas he slept in. I had a tie. As a matter of fact, the first interview I ever did with him on CNBC, he told me he was looking at my tie when we went on. I said, why are you looking at my tie? He says, I got a pair of pajamas just like that I wear on the telephone from Nicole Richie. Which I thought was cute. All right. In a moment, we go back to... the stated focus of the hour, circumnavigating the globe in a gyrocopter. Rich McFadden has gone bananas finding out about gyrocopters. So we will give you everything you will never hear on the IMUS program with, you will never hear Bill Bennett talking about this. Bill Press will not talk about it. Mancow doesn't know what a gyrocopter is.
Nah.
So we have the exclusive once again on information that is imperative for you to have to make it through the rest of the day. Imperative. It's 16 before the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to change up your look. Motion celebrity stylist Ursula Steven, known for Rihanna's edgy styles, has the inside scoop on how to achieve the hottest trends for the season.
Fall is a great time to have fun. Try new looks and step out looking your best. You can shine in any situation with the right products. Whether you're going from playful braids or a sleek and sexy bob, the key is to keep your hair looking fierce and fabulous. Motion's new Hold and Shine Styling Spray is the perfect product to finish any look. With fierce control, this long-lasting, water-free formula offers brilliant shine without the stickiness of some hairsprays. It provides all-day humidity resistance and 24-hour hold. To keep your style looking fabulous from day to night, whether you're going for edgy or elegant, Motion's Hold and Shine Styling Spray will definitely take your look up a notch.
Motion's hair care essentials are available at major food and drug stores nationwide, as well as your local beauty and barber stores. For more information, visit motionshair.com. I'm Ashley Murphy in New York.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, Call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, so have you got some sound effect? Does the gyroscope sound like, or gyrocopter sound like a helicopter?
Like this, I think.
You think?
I don't know if that sounds like a...
For those of you who are just joining us, we were talking about this Irish fellow. Stories at DougStephan.com today. Irish fellow who is trying to become the first person to circumnavigate the globe in a gyrocopter. The Russians say... at least the bureaucracy there. By the way, the Russian bureaucracy is taking over our post office. Did you know that? To be in charge of the celebration for September 11th. I think
they've owned it for 35, 40 years.
Yeah. Anyway, he wants to go across 500 miles of Russian territory. So far, they say, niet.
All right,
so that has caused Rich McFadden to get extraordinarily curious about a gyrocopter. And,
yeah, because you look at the picture
is.
And it looks just like a helicopter.
It does. So I'm like, doesn't have any windows on it, right?
No. Well, it looks like a homemade helicopter. So yeah. I started wondering, what's the difference between a gyrocopter and a helicopter? And apparently, whereas a helicopter spins the blades and forces the air down, giving you the lift.
Lift.
A gyrocopter has a free spinning blade and uses the air to help push it up. Much like a glider does.
I think that you're crazy. I don't think that a gyrocopter looks like a normal helicopter. It looks like a lawn chair with wings.
Yeah, but with helicopter wings, with rotor blades.
It doesn't look like a normal Magnum PI kind of helicopter.
No. It looks like a homemade kind of, what do they call those things?
I'm looking at a picture of one.
Death trap.
I had a ride. I actually flew in a paraplane once.
Yeah.
I flew one.
It kind of looks like a helicopter version of a paraplane.
Yeah. Right. It's pretty open. So why would you want to...
They use like a tail rotor to propel it.
Yeah.
And then they use the top rotor to give it lift, mm-hmm. like a glider, but it spins, and it's the air that forces up is what spins the blade and then gives you lift. What I don't understand is how you take off. How does this thing... Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen the Flintstones? They get a running start.
It's pretty interesting, though. Apparently, these things, I mean, when you see the old footage of flight, you know, and you see all of these planes with the helicopter wings on them, I mean, they've been trying to do something like this since the early 1920s, apparently.
Really? All I'm saying is that Irish guy, he's got to be single. Has to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? Because no... What do you mean?
What sane woman would let his wife... Well, actually, a lot of women would
probably... Actually, maybe his life insurance is paid up.
Yeah.
Well, sure, honey. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself.
Who lets?
I'm behind you.
Uh-huh. Right. Way behind you. All right.
They
anyway.
Have two-seater models, though, it looks like.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm just...
There was a movie. What was the movie, like a Disney movie? It was with that big red thing, the red car that took off flying...
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Was it Chitty Chitty? That's what this looks like, maybe.
Chitty Chitty Bang. God bless people who are willing to put their dumb butts inside something like this and for the inventions of man.
We have a couple of...
more guts than I do.
Big storms. You know that? We have Tropical Storm Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at this. Louisiana, Mississippi coast, 10 inches of rain.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, they got hit with a ton of rain.
So I'm doing K. So Katia was before Lee, and Katia is moving up toward Bermuda. There's a lot of activity out there.
It was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, by the way.
No, of course it was.
Look at the pictures.
Nobody's paying attention to me.
I am. I hear you.
Yeah. You know, and
all these thoughts just swimming around.
And leave it to
head.
The news media to try to spoil everybody's September 11th by going overboard with a threat. Of using small planes to crash into buildings. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
51 after on Good Day.
Crash it into CNN, please.
ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Following Labor Day weekend, this week's focus will be on labor, as in jobs, and creating more of them. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. For a great many of us, it's back to work today after the three-day Labor Day weekend, but for millions of Americans, it's another day looking for work, searching for a job. President Obama spent much of Labor Day pushing his jobs agenda days before his jobs plan speech to Congress set for this Thursday night. Speaking in Detroit yesterday, the president offered a few hints as to what he'll be proposing later this week.
We're going to lay out a new way forward on jobs to grow the economy and put more Americans back to work right now.
The president mentioned rebuilding the nation's infrastructure, which could create plenty of jobs. Among the Republican presidential hopefuls who were also talking jobs this past weekend, Congressman Ron Paul, at a Republican presidential forum in Columbia, South Carolina, he suggested getting rid of taxes to create jobs.
I want to get rid of the capital gains tax and get rid of the income tax, shrink the size of government. Believe me, you would have the jobs then.
You also had Sarah Palin, the former governor of Alaska, who was continuing her bus tour through some early primary states. Palin was in Manchester, New Hampshire yesterday, talking about some people who should lose their jobs, namely Democratic lawmakers in Washington.
And you know, those are the people that you elect to represent the will of the people. Those are your employees. If you're not satisfied with them, you fire them.
Sarah Palin still toying with the idea of a possible presidential run. And so it goes. The issue of jobs will continue to take center stage as the week goes along. Another topic that refuses to go away, the weather and its destructive effects in so many areas of the country. More about that coming up. But first, here's something else that will matter to you.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Wall Street reopens for business today following the Labor Day holiday weekend. The market took a big hit last Friday, the Dow dropping 253 points, closing the week at 11,240. S&P and NASDAQ way off as well following the disappointing unemployment report from the Labor Department that showed zero jobs growth for the month of August. We're talking weather again. At least 100 homes in the metro Atlanta area damaged by tornadoes. The twisters were spawned from the remnants of Tropical Storm Lee and were powerful enough to lift large trees into the air yesterday. Meanwhile, Hurricane Katia is flexing its tropical muscles. Katia has strengthened into a Category 4 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 135 miles per hour. The massive storm still churning in the Atlantic, hundreds of miles south of Bermuda. The National Hurricane Center still expects Katia to eventually curve back out to sea, but not before causing large swells and rough surf along most of the Atlantic seaboard. You've heard the expression, the check's in the mail? That check better be a big one and make it out to the U.S. Postal Service, which is facing a $9 billion deficit. And without emergency funding, they say they may have to shut down for the winter. Congress will discuss the matter this week. Couple of closing notes as we look ahead and then look back. First, if you're job hunting, you might be interested in this. They're looking for a new town crier in Alexandria, Virginia. The town crier has to sound like this.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay!
The town crier tradition dates back to the 1790s in Alexandria. The man who held the position most recently moved out of state. So, if you're interested, there will be a cry-out tryout tomorrow. And finally, the calendar may say fall arrives on the 23rd of this month, but for many of us, summer ended with the Labor Day weekend. Here's a sunbather at Orchard Beach in the Bronx, New York City yesterday, saying he doesn't want the summer to end or the beaches to close.
Can we keep it open a little longer? This is, we had a horrible last week with the hurricane and all that, and it's a shame it has to close so soon.
He's right. It seems Labor Day did come too soon this year. I know we say that every year, but it's really true this time. How about we do August over again without Hurricane Irene or any bad weather? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.